Welcome to the podcast of Conversation with Cardinal Dolan, courtesy of SiriusXM Satellite Radio. If you want to hear more of Cardinal Timothy Dolan, subscribe to SiriusXM and tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, only on the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Good news right off the bat, Father Dave Dwyer is not with me. All right, I'm just doing this show on my own today, and I miss Father Dave. He's always a great spark plug in the program, but be patient with us. We'll get through the next hour with something enlightening, informative, and inspirational, I hope. And I'm not going to be alone. I got some great guests coming in. Let me tell you who they are. I got my good friend and old classmate, Bishop Timothy Daugherty, who's the bishop in Indiana. He's going to tell us about that. But I really wanted him to come in because he's chair of the Bishop's Committee on the Protection of Children and Youth, which is a very timely and urgent topic today. So we're eager to get some of his insights on the work of that excellent committee and his read on what's going on. Secondly, we're going to have our old friend Bishop Greg Mansour. You remember him, right? He's the Maronite Catholic bishop. But I'm going to have him in to talk about Catholic Relief Services, CRS, particularly the relief efforts in Kerala, in India. You have been following that, and I know we're really absorbed with internal things in the church today with the scandals swirling around. We can't avoid that, and thanks, by the way, for the comments that we got about the show last week when I tried my best to kind of a kitchen table that and talk about it. But we can't be absorbed in that, and we can never forget the mandate of Jesus to serve and love others, particularly those who are suffering, and they're suffering in Kerala because of flood. So Bishop Mansour can tell us about that and tell us how to help. And then we got, ta-da, we need a drum roll, Bishop Robert Barron, who's, I think, probably the premier catechist in the Catholic Church of the United States. I wanted to wrap up by going back to him, and I think he's got some amazing spiritual insights on this crisis that we're going through. You all may be even privy to it, because, Joe, how many hits did he get from his app or that YouTube, whatever you call that?
YouTube videos. He had well over a million people.
Well over a million. Good Lord. We get, what, about 11?
A little more than that.
I thought we need Bob Barron to come in and talk to us, and then I think, Joe, we ought to have some closing comments about 9/11, since this is a particularly important anniversary, not only in the United States, but especially for those of us from New York. But first things first, Bishop Timothy Daugherty, who is the Bishop of Lafayette, Indiana, right, Bishop?
That is correct.
You and I go back to August 31st, 1972, when the two of us got into an airplane to go over to Rome new students at the North American College. I've appreciated and admired you for a long time, but I really want you, if you don't mind, talk to our listeners as we're trying to kind of provide a service to our loyal listeners to maybe help them understand this current scourging at the pillar that the church is going through with the resurrected accusations about sexual abuse of minors by priests and severe negligence by bishops. Gosh, there's anger, misunderstanding, frustration, bewilderment. We've got, since Dallas in 2002, there's been what I think is, you talk about a committee with teeth, the Bishop's Committee for the Protection of Children and Youth, that I have found to be one of the most helpful committees we got. You're chair of that now. Tell us a little bit about that committee, Bishop Daugherty.
Well, I came onto that committee in 2016 and became the chair a year later. I partake in what I call the ministry of the obvious. We very often think that people might have had an idea of what we've been doing for the last 18 years, and we find out that they kind of tune in and out depending upon what their station in life is. And so people don't know that a lot of this started in 2002 in the Dallas Charter. And what came out of that were kind of a two-pronged effect. The Committee for the Protection of Children and Young People is represented with bishops from each of the 13 regions in the U.S. and a bunch of lay consultants as well. They're twinned with a group called the National Review Board, which is largely lay people and professionals in child protection, law enforcement, the judiciary, and so forth, counseling. And so they advise us on kind of what the current environment is and what is required to keep children safe. Early on, this charter came about in 2002. It was revised in 2011. It was revised again last year. So it's always a work in progress, and it depends upon what's going on in church law, in the culture, What's kind of in our environment? And you're right, it's come into the spotlight in these last several months with regard to Archbishop McCarrick and the Pennsylvania release. And people are suddenly awake and saying, why hasn't the church done anything? And we've been at it hard for 17 years, 15 years of those. There's an annual report. All of this is available online. Mm-hmm. Tremendous amount of information. And currently, there are a lot of cries for outside investigators for one thing or another. And the John Jay School of Criminal Law in New York undertook something in 2004.
At our request.
At
our payment. Yeah.
That's right, at the bishop's request. And so it was an outside examination of causes and contexts, and then an updated report on, where does this come from and how do we best counter the whole issue of the abuse of minors. So, and it is aimed at safe environment, and we've trained millions of volunteers and church workers in these last 17 years. The statistics are reported every year on this. There's training offered to children, training offered to parents, catechists. So whether you're employed by the church or not, if you have anything to do around minors, you are required to undergo a background check and some training.
Bishop Daugherty, you've been eloquent here, as you usually are. I'm talking with Bishop Timothy Daugherty, the Bishop of Lafayette in Indiana, who also serves generously and effectively as the chair of the Bishop's Committee on the Protection of Youth and Children. There's a double sting for us as bishops, and you just hinted at it. For one, it's the nauseating reports of the Pennsylvania grand jury, the stinging, depressing reports about former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, now all the division with the accusation made by the former papal nuncio. Our people's heads are spinning. That's a sting and kick in the stomach enough. But you mentioned something that we bishops are also hanging our heads saying, boy, all the good stuff that we've done, all the progress and reform that has been made, that we just don't claim that. It's been documented by outside mm-hmm. authority. That all seems now to have been eclipsed, and our good people are saying, boy, why haven't you bishops done anything?
Yeah, well, you know the media better than I do, but the news media, that their job is to report the news, but they'll report the same story 47 times a day. And when we issue a document or we announce a program or we have a success with one of our audits, that might show up once and then people don't hear about it again. So people hear the bad news thousands of times more than the good news, and they think things are 1,000 times worse than they are. That's part of an optic that we still have difficulty dealing with. So I don't disagree that people have a right to be upset and angry. Even if they heard some of these things only once, they should be very upset. Mm-hmm. I think people need to know also the bishops are very upset.
Good point. I've told that to my people. I said it, Joe, remember in the papers in New York. But I said, I hear from people who say we're ticked off, we're frustrated, we're bewildered, we're angry. We're confused, and they look at me expecting me to be defensive, and I just say, nice to meet you, so am I. So yeah. Because that's, we share that too, right?
Well, we share that. In fact, I had some staff meetings, and I went back to a segment from the 1983 movie Network, where Peter Finch, the anchor reporter, is all fed up with everything, and he encourages everybody to go to a window. Remember this? He says, I want everybody in the city to go to a window, open the window, and yell as loud as you can, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. So I think the bishops feel that way. Our lay people feel that way. We're very angry at all this news, and we don't want to take it anymore, and we're trying to figure a way to make it go better. And we have a lot of wonderful remedies, a lot of things that have been in place.
Talk to me about when you mentioned Bishop Daugherty. You mentioned the Bishop's Committee on the Protection of our children and youth. Now, some people say, oh, there's those bishops again. Well, that's like having the fox guard the chicken coop. We also have an outside independent organization called the National Review Board mm-hmm. that really says, hey, we're watching you. We got a magnifying glass watching what you're doing to make sure you fulfill your promises. Talk to us about the National Review Board.
The National Review Board is one of the most impressive groups of people I've seen. People come on for a 4-year term. They have to have an expertise in child and youth protection. Some of these people are current prosecutors. Some are retired jurists. We just had a man move from there to our consultant board that was a federal prosecutor in the Midwest. And we have people who are, have spent their career in taking care of injured children, but also people who have been running programs for dioceses that are very much about safe environment. And you're right, these people have been critical of the bishops and critical of some of the what they feel are the limitations within our own charter. So they're pressing us. They're not yes men.
No, people. I saw that. Well, in fact, look, after in the middle of the summer, they opened up a can of you-know-what-whooping,
yeah,
and kind of took on the bishops and issued a statement. And boy, that stung, but I'm thinking, you know, we needed that. And this lets our people know that these aren't patsies who were just saying, oh, bishops are trying their best. They really drew some things to our attention, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I'll give you just a little inside information here, because they do work as consultants to the bishops. But when they kind of wrote up their bill of things that they felt they wanted, the lead of it, Dr. Cesario, sent me an email saying, you know, look this over. Is this okay? And I said, you know, I only have one correction to make in one line. And I said, but for your sake, it might be well if you could send something out. And if somebody asks you, did you have permission or endorsement from a bishop to send this out, you say no.
Way to go.
I said, because you have to be free.
Way to go. Way to go, Bishop Tardy. In other words, you said you need the liberation to say this was not vetted by a bishop.
Yeah. And they're responsible people. And I don't think unless we hear various sides, not that, you know, everything that comes out of everybody's mouth isn't 100% correct or right or effective, but by these long conversations and conversations among committees, you eventually come to a good position, and that's what we're looking for. And it's a good position, not just for the protection of current children, but everything we do is sensitive to the past victims and the survivors of abuse. I think we got to remember that when we have a meeting, they're in the room with us psychologically, sometimes physically. So none of what we do happens without a great consciousness of the hurt that's happened.
I'm with the Bishop of Lafayette, Indiana, Timothy Daugherty, who also serves well as the chair of our Bishop's Committee for the Protection of Children and Youth. What would you now? Certainly, these are you must be on speed dial with both the National Review Board and the rest of your committee. What would you envision the role that the Review Board is going to have in helping us convince our people that we're taking this with utter seriousness?
I think there's been enough public conversation that with some things there needs to be an outside investigator. So various people advising the bishop want this done sooner than later. We don't quite know what shape that's going to take, but I think the momentum is heading in that direction. So that's going to be one thing. And the other thing that they want to advance on is, besides the correction of children, is the whole issue of harassment of adults or improper conduct with adults. They've been on that for a few years.
Bishop Tardy, because sadly, soberly, after the McCarrick allegations, it just wasn't the horror of a substantiated allegation about the abuse of a minor. It was in the subsequent revelations that there were that there was harassment and impropriety with adults, young seminarians still over the age of 18, and young priests. And the review board has long said, we got to notch this up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're on the record with that. They've reported that to all the bishops a couple of times in the last couple of years.
And they're going to help us work on that.
Yeah. They won't let us forget it. Let's put it that way.
Would you foresee some type of review board to help us on that, just like the National Review Board does on the abuse of minors?
You know, that's going to be a real interesting question, because the whole thing with minors, a lot of that has to do with canon law. When you expand to adults and you may be expanding to non-clerics, then you're into all kinds of state laws and employment laws and all that kind of thing. So it'll get more complicated. But yes, I think we're going to have a consultative body.
Because big thing is, a minor is a crime. Above that is impropriety. It's a sin, but not a crime. Yeah. Thanks. By the way, just one word, if you would, Bishop Daugherty. The National Review Board that you spoke about nationally, every diocese has one too, right?
Every diocese has a review board, and boy, are they valuable to
us. You're telling me.
Yeah.
Listen, can I say something, Bishop Daugherty? I didn't handle the accusation against Archbishop McCarrick. It came to a lay mediator who turned it over to the police, who then turned it over to investigation by outside experts that the Archdiocese used, who then turned it over to our Diocesan Review Board. They're the one that substantiated, gave it to me, I turned it over to the Pope. They did it. They did the work. They deserve the credit.
So the system works.
The system works. But Dallas put in. Some people, you know, as scourging as the McCarrick allegations were, one bright side is it shows Dallas worked and that not even a prince of the church is free now from this excruciating process.
Yeah. No, true. And that's disheartening in one way. But it's also good for our review boards to know that they have teeth, they're being paid attention to. And it's worth their time if a bishop asks them to come in. They know we take them seriously.
Yeah. The Vicar of Christ on Earth, Pope Francis, listened to the review board of the Archdiocese of New York. And that's how seriously this is taken.
But what a blessing for them, for your review board. So
Paul, you're telling
me. That's wonderful.
Bishop Timothy Daugherty, the Bishop of Lafayette, when you got a little time, without these national responsibilities of chair of the USCCB Committee on the Protection of Children and Youth. Thank you for your work, Bishop Daugherty. Keep it up. We need you more than ever. I guess it's dawning you guys now with Bishop Daugherty here that that we're coming to you from Washington, D.C., from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, the USCCB. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I got the pleasure of a company of great brother bishops.
This has been Cardinal Timothy Dolan's podcast, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on SiriusXM. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to SiriusXM and tune in 2 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays to the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129.